Researchers Dana Scott and Adrienne Smith, climate justice requires considerations not only of whether to tackle climate justice by transitioning from a fossil fuel economy, but more profoundly, of how to undertake that transition, bearing in mind the distributional effects related to renewable energy transition. Thinking the energy transition more sustainably could be done through the lens of Indigenous environmental justice. I mentioned the work of MacGregor, Todd, Kyle White, which means that we should understand the close link between environmental degradation and settler processes of land dispossession, center Indigenous ontologies, pedagogies, knowledge, relationships, experience, and legal orders in thinking about solutions to both climate change and energy transition, and enact Indigenous peoples' self-determination and sovereignty. I will conclude with these words from Nikki Skous from Northern Confluence. We can't mine our way out of the climate crisis. So this should lead us to reflect about alternative pathways for a truly sustainable and just transition, asking ourselves how we move ourselves around, how we produce our food, how we consume, and how we build our cities to eliminate our dependency on fossil fuel while not creating new unsustainable dependency on critical minerals. Thank you.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario, and available at that frequency or at cfrc.ca. My name is Tommy, and welcome back to Dark Side of the Tune, the show where we look at strange, unusual, and just overall kind of crazy music. This week, since Halloween's actually coming up, this is going to be a very special episode that is Halloween themed. So you're going to hear lots more goth music. I mean, that just kind of falls within the Halloween theme already all year round, but lots of goth, lots of more spooky music, you know, the type of stuff that just kind of sends chills down your spine. So let's get started here with a classic. This is Every Day is Halloween by Ministry.
With someone who is over the ring, and I dress
That was Something in My House, the Rip It Up remix by Dead or Alive. And the first song that we listened to was Every Day is Halloween by Ministry. Now, that first song there, that's, I would say, that's an absolute Halloween classic. I mean, that's pre-industrial era Ministry. That's before all of the, you know, factory noises were introduced, when Ministry used to be more synth pop. But that's, I mean, Every Day is Halloween. You can't argue with that. And then the second song here, Something in My House, that's actually been a favorite of mine for so long, specifically that remix, because it is so good. It's like, yes, there is something in my house. Get it out of there. Coming up next is Where Evil Grows by the Poppy Family. And now, I found this in a playlist that was titled 90s Canadian Rock. This is from, if I'm remembering correctly, the 60s or the 70s. So, I mean, when you hear it, you're going to believe it. I thought it was another case of, you know, this sounds older, but it's actually newer. But no, this is the real deal. And they are Canadian. So I thought that was really cool to find such a kind of spooky type of like 60s, 70s type song that's from Canada. So here is Where Evil Grows by the Poppy Family.
I like the way you smile at me. I felt the heat enveloped me, and what I saw I like to see. I never knew where evil grew. I should have steered away from you. My friend told me to keep clear of you, but something drew me near to you. I never knew where evil grew. Evil grows in the dark, where the sun it never shines. Evil grows in cracks and holes and lives in people's minds. Evil grew, it's part of you. Time.
Telephone Aid Line Kingston is a volunteer-based support service offering confidential, anonymous, and non-judgmental listening support to the Kingston community. If you think you can benefit from talking to one of our volunteers, our phone lines are open every day from 6 p.m. to 2 a.m. Just call 613-544-1771. That's 613-544-1771.
That was Autumn by Vertigo off of their new EP, Lightbearer. Now, we just had two Canadian bands in a row. The first song there was Where Evil Grows by the Poppy Family. But Vertigo here, they are based out of Edmonton, Alberta. And now, like, what a voice. What an amazing voice. It's like a siren song when you hear it. I don't know. I'm enchanted. So if you enjoyed that, I really recommend going and checking out the rest of that EP. That was Lightbearer. Coming up next, we have Snake Dance by the March Violets.
We'll be right back.
That was Devil's Helpers by Cliff and Ivy off of their new EP, Sinister Stars. That actually only came out a couple of weeks ago, so like super duper new, but super in time for Halloween. I mean, like, what a heavy, haunting track. I love that. Up next, we have the Gothic Surferama by the Vampire Beach Babes, based out of Toronto. And honestly, I don't think that it gets any more Halloween than some Vampire Beach Babes doing the Gothic Surferama.
She was pretty, she rocked her way from sweet LA way down to New York City. She's Road each week on Sundays from 8 to 9 p.m. and I've got a show for you. Tune in to get your weekly fix of British music, culture, and lots of fun. I'll see you there. Ta-ra!
In my Mersey paradise.
You are currently listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, located in Kingston, Ontario. If you are just joining us, my name is Tommy, and this is Dark Side of the Tune, the show where we look at spooky, scary, and just generally frightening music. Well, only for this week. This is the Halloween edition, but we usually do look at strange songs in general. And what a better time to share strange songs than around Halloween. Now, that song you just heard, that is, in my opinion, one of the most classic goth songs of all time. That was This Corrosion by the Sisters of Mercy. And as maybe the world's biggest Sisters of Mercy fan, what a song. Like, the power, that's just quintessential goth right there. You can't argue with that. Coming up next, we have Spiritual Fear by Rhea's Obsession, another Canadian band, this one from the 90s. And when you think of goth music, you don't typically think of this type of sound, but it is so much more goth than a lot of the stuff that you see nowadays, in my humble opinion. This is quintessential 90s goth. Quintessential, that's our word for today, because I cannot stop saying it. But this is Spiritual Fear by Rhea's Obsession.
Darkest corner of the house. I've got your knife inside my back. I've got your rope around.
That was Goodnight Socialite by the Brobecks. And the first song that we listened to was Spiritual Fear by Rhea's Obsession. And now, if you're anywhat familiar with the Brobecks as a band, you'll know that A, they are now in the iteration. Actually, just lead singer Dallin Weeks is now in the iteration. I don't know how, but they found me. And B, they are nearly impossible to get their hands on for CDs because about 80% of their discography is all demos and kind of like not actually produced full songs. This is one of the few that's off the one album that's available on Spotify, which is called Violent Things. And I do recommend that because it's a very great album. But wow, I wish these guys were more easily accessible. Coming up next, we have a song coming from Vancouver, Canada. This is Drown with the Monster by White Lung.
Thank you. fighting, understand you're undeceiving, and inside the breach comes with the peace. It's the peace of mind you want. Hear this,
yes!
I'm back.
That was Kiss Kiss Bang Bang by Specimen, and the first song that we listened to there was Drown with the Monster by White Lung. And now, as we near the end of the show, I will be playing our final and 13th song, the creepiest number of all. This will be Weird Science by Oingo Boingo, because what a better way to end off a Halloween-themed show than with maybe perhaps the most Halloween song out there. So here is Oingo Boingo with Weird Science.
From my heart and from my hand, why don't people understand my intention? Weird science, elastic tubes and pots and pans, bits and pieces and magic from my hand will make it weird science. Things I've never seen before. Weird science, not what teachers said to do, making dreams come true, living tissue, warm flesh. Weird science, plastic tubes and pots and pans, bits and pieces, bits and pieces, bits and pieces. My creation, is it real?
My intention.